We're going to have a guest in about a half an hour, and that's Dan Lucas. You've heard us talk to him many times in the past. Dan, of course, has run for office before. He's very involved politically. His whole family is. They're part of the Washington County Republicans. Dan is also the head editor, chief editor, I think it is, of Oregon Catalyst. And he's done a great breakdown of what we talked about yesterday with Representative Dennis Richardson. The difference is Dennis is very, very kind, very succinct, very, very, he, you know, very carefully chosen words, not politically, just because he's a very kind person. Dan, he's a kind person, too. But Dan would like to put the wood to those who criticized Representative Richardson back when he said, we ought to hold some money aside. And we'll play that commercial for you and talk to Dan about that. And Dan said, you know, Bill, can I come on the radio and just literally just beat the crap out of some people who did what they did and go, nah, we told you. And I said, you kidding me? Absolutely. So that's coming up. Okay, before we go to Dan, I'm going to need to take another break so that I make sure Dan has plenty of time. But I want to play this for you first so that you have this in your mind when we come back with Dan, and that is, this is what's really funny in an ironic way. Not funny as in, ha, but funny as in ironic. Back on April 6th of 2011, April 6th, okay? April 6th, 2011, there was a video that went up on YouTube that was a TV ad. And the video was put on a YouTube site called Our Oregon 2011. Now, we talked a lot about Our Oregon, and we can probably talk some more about it. Maybe Dan will fill us in on that a little bit. But Our Oregon is a group of union people, okay? I'm just going to give you the short version. It's union people. They're not out. They don't believe in Oregon or anything that we believe about Oregon. They believe in the leftist version of Oregon, okay? So they come out with this video, this ad, and then they put it on their YouTube page. Now, the fascinating thing is this. Here's what they say in the description of the video. Representative Dennis Richardson and the Republicans, which, again, there was Democrats on this panel, Republicans are pushing a budget proposal that would mean deep cuts to our schools, long-term care for seniors, and public safety. So it would cut all those. And here's the thing. All while the state would stash away $440 million. Call your legislators now and tell them to get their priorities straight. And by the way, it was $460 million, you dopes. Now, here's the thing. As of right now, it says, adding comments to this video has been disabled. Why, you think maybe because there might be some people like me that might go back and go, hey, stupid people, it worked. It's a darn good thing we did this. They don't want people like me commenting on this thing. They don't want you commenting, so they take away the comments. But you can still hear the ad. So when we come back, we'll play the ad, and we'll go to Dan Lucas from the Oregon Catalyst website.
Now back to the Bill Post Radio Show.
All right, and now we take you back to those yesteryears, long, long ago in April of 2011.
It's tough out there for middle-class families, but Dennis Richardson and the Republicans voted to give tax breaks to corporations. Now Richardson wants to make drastic cuts to services we depend on. Schools, home care for seniors, even public safety. Also, Richardson can keep more than $440 million in unspent funds for his political priorities. But what could be more important than the health and safety of seniors and our children's future? Call your legislators. Tell them to get their priorities straight.
For his priorities, evil Dennis Richardson setting aside over $440 million for his personal priorities. How about to save Oregon so that we don't fall off into the ocean? Dan Lucas, what do you think?
Wow. That thing makes me mad every time I hear it. It is so And it's deceitful on many, many levels. You know, one of the lines in there is, you know, for our children, how disingenuous can you get?
Yeah.
Kitzhaber's budget, you know, the Kitzhaber, the guy that OEA spent over $1 million getting elected, and that SEIU and AFSCME spent $750,000 getting elected, he cut $225 million from the K-12 budget.
Yeah. Yeah, he did.
I think he's a Democrat.
Yeah, I know. Allegedly.
Yeah. Yeah. And so it's his budget. He sends it over, and the legislature, including Dennis Richardson, pushed to get more money back into the K-12 budget.
Exactly.
So, I mean, right there, they're lying in that commercial. And then the whole thing of the Republican plan. Well, how is it a Republican plan if it's a Democrat governor and two Democrats on that committee, and then one Republican, and that's a Republican plan?
Yeah, one Republican out of three, then add in the governor, four. I'm telling you, it was.
I can understand SEIU and AFSCME, you know, jumping in on that. They're trying to make sure that every dime gets, you know, they say that they're going to spend every dime up front so they can push for more pay raises and everything, but I absolutely do not understand why OEA went along with that, because they're taking real hits to the K-12 budget and not saying a word about it, and I still don't get that.
Yeah.
Why would they participate in this?
So we had Dennis on yesterday, and we chatted with him, and he's so very kind, and he didn't want to say anything bad about anybody, and it's obvious that ad, look, it doesn't matter who you are, that ad had to hurt a little bit.
Absolutely. And you know, one of the things that bothered me at the time, Bill, I mean, besides it's a disgusting lie, is I didn't hear a peep out of his co-chairs, you know?
To defend him,
you mean? Where was Senator Devlin, where was Representative Peter Buckley to defend him?
That's true.
They threw him under the bus.
I'd forgotten about that.
Yeah. And you know, and Dennis is too much of a gentleman to ever say anything. But I was very bothered by that, because that was not just Dennis Richardson. You know, as much as the Democrats like to blame, Republicans don't have that kind of power.
No, not at this point. No, not at all.
Yeah. And on top of all that, you know, and the thing you touched on earlier, what's amazing here is we had, you know, they do the budget is a 2-year cycle. And every quarter, they do one of these revenue forecasts, and so there'll be eight of them. We're only 2 quarters in out of 8, and already 2/3 of that cushion is gone.
Yeah. I mean, it's unbelievable. Okay,
if Dennis and the Democrat co-chairs hadn't done that, already, you remember when we had Kulongowski, and every revenue forecast that came out, we said, well, we got to, you know, schools, you got to take another unplanned cut.
Yeah.
All these state agencies, you got to take more unplanned cuts. Those are incredibly painful for those agencies, for those schools, and for the people who rely on those services. What Dennis and his co-chairs were trying to do is prevent that, and it's working.
Absolutely. Absolutely. $460 million they set aside that back then in April, these ads were trying to call them, they were calling Dennis a criminal. They really were. I mean,
I
was saying they were calling.
Very low, sleazy ads
for his own personal agenda. I mean, come on.
Well, if his personal agenda is to save schools from painful cuts, I like his personal agenda.
Well, I agree there. I mean, it's just, come on. It was so foul back then. I remember that we called foul, we cried foul, we yelled about it.
Yep.
But nobody really listened. But all of a sudden, everybody sure is quiet now, aren't they?
Oh, and I'll tell you, every one of these revenue forecasts come out, it makes Representative Dennis Richardson look smarter and smarter, and it makes these public unions look dumber and dumber.
That's exactly it. I love the little picture in your article that shows OEA, SEIU, AFSCME sitting in the corner with a dunce cap on. That's perfect.
Exactly, and they're going to be sitting in that corner until they come out and publicly apologize to him.
Listen, I'm not going to hold my breath.
Yeah, I tried it, and I turned blue, so I give up on that.
They're never going to do that. Never.
I'll tell you one thing I saw yesterday that was very heartening. The Oregonian, editorial board came out and praised Dennis Richardson for having done this.
I saw that. You know what?
That was very, very classy.
Yeah, very much so.
Yep. And I would like to see the you know, the public employee unions and OEA do the same. Show some class and admit that was a deceitful ad and apologize to Representative Richardson. Because otherwise, right now, their members, their union members, would be feeling the pain of not having that budget cushion there.
Well, I asked Dennis that yesterday. I said, okay, let's just pretend that it never happened, and now these forecasts come out. What would we be doing right now? And he said, cuts. Horrible, yeah. Painful cuts.
So the big, you know, the people they try to portray as being, you know, evil and against Oregon, it was Dennis Richardson and his effort that made it where the unions that are supposed to, the union employees who are supposed to be protected by the unions, instead they're now being protected by Dennis Richardson. And the union members should look at that when they go to vote next time.
Really? I what a great point. If you know, if you're a member of the public union and you're listening right now, which I don't know how many there actually are, but let's say there are a few, and they're listening right now, that's the point. That's a great point right there. You need to remember who stood up for you. Was it your union leadership, or was it Dennis Richardson, evil Republican?
No, exactly. It's because of his effort that they're not facing, you know, layoffs and cuts and more days without pay. And there's a lot of good people that work for the state. There's a lot of good people that work for schools, including my daughter, and they deserve better representation in the unions. They deserve a union that actually looks out for them.
Well, oh man, we could spend all day talking about that part. But I'm so glad that you wrote. I want people to go to OregonCatalyst.com if you need to know how to spell it. Use your spell checker. OregonCatalyst.com, and I think it's one of the lead articles there. It says Public Unions Looking Dumber and Dumber by Dan Lucas. Now, Dan, you're the editor of Oregon Catalyst, right?
That's right.
Okay. So, you know, you don't write articles every day. You mostly check everybody else's articles. So when you come out with one, it's usually a pretty good one, and you always use lots of numbers and figures and things, and, you know, you don't just come out and say, blah. You back it up with numbers. And I see you even have a PDF file right from the state that people can pull up and use.
Yep. Yeah, no, this one, I literally work till like 2 in the morning because I have a real job as well. But this one just made me so mad because it was such a terrible attack against Dennis Richardson when he was trying to do the right thing, and they were deceitful about it. And it's really awesome to see him being shown to have been right.
Yeah,
he was right to make this tough call, and it's saving cuts. Right now, you know, last quarter and this quarter, they'd be facing more painful cuts for school districts, for state agencies, that they don't have to face because Dennis was able to push to get some cushion built in. Because he was looking at 3 years of wrong revenue forecast.
Well, yeah.
It doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure out that if you've had 3 years of revenue forecasts that are wrong, you're probably going to look at that in the future as well.
Hey, I remember talking about this way back then. There was 11 or 12 straight reports that were not even close. They were wrong.
Yeah.
And they're wrong again.
Yeah.
Well, anyway.
So it just makes sense to do what he did, and it was a tough political decision,
yeah.
And he stuck by his guns, and he took all the heat, and his two co-chairs, you know, when I was waiting for them to stand up for him and say, hey, wait a minute, this isn't just a Republican thing, this isn't just a Dennis thing, we're with this too, it was cricket.
Oh, yeah,
those guys absolutely showed they had no spine.
Absolutely, yeah. And yet, when the Oregonian was interviewing about the budget, I think it was Tuesday or Wednesday, about the impending forecast coming out on Thursday, they quoted only Devlin and
Buckley.
They didn't even quote Dennis Richardson. So anyway.
Well, and I'll tell you what, in the op-ed they did, from the editorial board, they got it right. They
yeah,
gave credit
they
to Dennis Richardson because he
did.
You know, he took the heat.
He did.
Those other two, they, you know, as soon as the unions came in attack mode with their deceitful ads, they didn't stand up for Dennis. And so I'm glad that the Oregonian recognized that Dennis should get the lion's share of the credit.
All right. All right, Dan, thanks for the work. OregonCatalyst.com, there's the story there by Dan Lucas, and you ought to read it for yourself rather than just listening to our interpretation of it, but that's basically what it says. Dan, appreciate your time, appreciate your hard work, always.
Thank you, Bill.
All right.
Have a good weekend.
Give your family a big hug for me.
I will.
All right. Great guy there, Dan Lucas, working hard for Oregon.